cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
All right, Mike Waldman in studio.
Good morning.
Nice to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Waldman joins us every Tuesday morning and plays us a few rare tracks from his deep collection. He scours the internet and his own personal archives to showcase some stuff you've never heard before. So what's going on?
Well, I've got three things to say before we get into that.
Scott's having his little rant before he
starts.
That's
right. Here's my rant. I have seen a UFO. Me and John Lennon.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law. And the second thing is...
It's not a very nice thing to say about your mother-in-law.
The second thing is that Fits in the Tantrums songs is horrible, horrible, horrible. And anybody who plays it should be arrested for contributing to the delinquency of music.
Mike's been listening to our show this morning, it sounds like.
Yeah. I listened to your radio.
We stirred controversy.
I listened on the way in.
All right.
And the third thing is Batman versus Superman is the greatest comic book movie ever made.
I just don't believe you.
You'll love it.
I just don't believe
you. I'm excited about it.
I'll take you.
Is it better than Ant-Man?
Ant-Man's pretty good. Ant-Man's good.
I enjoyed Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was good, huh?
I don't know. I go with the critics on these things.
No, you don't.
And they said it had got a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but the 70%
of the people loved it. And I would give it, it's going to go up because I'm going to give it a 90. I would
on
say 90
hand,
out of 100.
You can't really trust the people.
You can't really trust the people.
I mean, the Donald Trump, the whole thing, you know, Nazism. I hate to say those are the
same
thing.
You're finding a real stretch here. Well, yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, but the people often vote the wrong way. I'm not really a great fan of democracy.
I don't think you can trust Tyler because he's sitting here eating Lucky Charms out of the box.
It's a free.
You're ruining my secret, Mike.
It's a free country.
Yeah. Well, I like
people died for your right to do that.
To eat Lucky Charms.
To eat little tiny marshmallows.
Yeah, have a box when you want.
Good.
So we are going to do some psychedelia.
Cool.
And the first song that we're going to hear is from a local band. In fact, one of our very own Ray Weston, who plays with Mr. Jason Fetty.
He does on occasion. Yeah, he's gone to England. He's gone running off moonlighting.
He's now the drummer of this band, Iron Butterfly.
Cool.
And if you grew up when I grew up, you used to bring albums to parties because you couldn't count on hearing the things.
Isn't that novel?
You would carry it under your arm, these big albums, and every single kid had a copy of this album,
yeah,
which was Inagata DeVita.
So this would be one album you didn't need to take to a party because...
But you go there, there'd be 8 or 9 copies of
it. You didn't need to take Dark Side of the Moon. You didn't need to take... Inagata DeVita, you didn't need to say Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. What else?
Well, those are much older.
Younger than you, right?
I'm older than you.
Sorry. Yeah.
In my time, you would bring Smokey Robinson's Tears of a Clown. So you could slow dance.
Right.
So you could slow dance with your girlfriend. Anyway, we're going to be listening to a single version of the 17-minute long Inagata DeVita. It came out on one of the deluxe editions of it. Interesting thing about Inagata DeVita, it is among the 40 best-selling albums of all time, sold over 30 million copies, and was the first album to ever receive a platinum award, which means it sold 1 million copies. It's the first album that sold 1 million copies.
And Iron Butterfly never had to do anything else ever besides...
Well, that's true. They never recorded again since 1975. Yeah. And they're going to be playing at the Coach House with our own Ray Weston on May 13th at the Coach House. So, local band, Iron Butterfly. Here's Inagata DeVita, the 2.5-minute version.
You know that I'm loving you. In a God of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land? Take my hand. In a garden of Eden, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a garden of Eden, baby. Don't you know that I'm
You know, I'm just trying to put myself in 1967, and I'm looking at the pop charts from 67, and the number one through like 10 songs are people like The Box Tops, The Monkees, Nancy Sinatra, Frankie Valli. To hear that come out during that time,
heavy duty.
I mean, it must have been just a total 180 for people. I mean, I know you hate it, Fetty, but I like it. He's not even.
You're not right. On a microphone.
Whenever you're ready to join us. Mike Waldman's here showcasing rare tracks on Waldman's Wardrobe every Tuesday morning. Psychedelia is the theme this morning. That was Iron Butterfly, the single version. And now what, Mike?
Well, just one more thing about Iron Butterfly. They haven't recorded since 1975. There's been 55 different members in the band, and they're still touring.
That's amazing. What have they been doing? Just playing Inagata De Vita?
They've been playing Inagata De Vita for 2.5 hours.
They should get them all together and do like a Live Aid thing.
Can you imagine all 55? Oh, a lot of them are dead.
No, they're all over 55. Each one of them. Were you on the air when you were trying to talk to me then?
Yeah, yes. That's usually what we do.
Oh, you were on the air? No, I don't know if you're on the air or not.
You don't know if we're on the air.
I have no idea. Even that, what, you mean that big sign there that says on air?
It might be a good start to your radio career is to figure out when you're not on the air.
Oh, dear. Donald Trump's campaign manager was charged Tuesday with battery.
Do you know what we're doing, right?
I'm reading the thing. I've got a big thing just flashed on my screen. Donald Trump's campaign manager charged with battery. That's a big story, isn't it? Oh, well, never mind. What do you want to do, Mike?
We're going to play some Hendrix right now.
Okay.
And some little-known facts about Mr. Hendrix was that he wasn't Jimi Hendrix until he actually moved to England. Before that, he was James Marshall. That was the name that his father gave him, who's, interestingly enough, his father's name was James Hendrix. Why did he call him James Marshall? I have no idea, other than it's my wife's maiden name. Dropped out of high school and became a paratrooper, broke his ankle, and decided to take up music instead.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So what we're going to listen to is a rare version of Stone Free. So if you're familiar with that song, this will be different for you. This was released in a deluxe version of the Jimi Hendrix Experience album. It's got some different instrumentation. Very nice.
Cool.
Stop.
that's your grip.
So deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Oof, I've got a really itchy... Oh, sorry, are we on the air?
So what do you think of that one?
Love it.
It's cool.
Yeah. I like it better than the original version.
Yeah, it's cool. You were saying it's a bit faster paced than the original version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems it's certainly a rocking version of that, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, so that's an outtake from the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
And it is psychedelic. Yeah. Funny thing to listen to psychedelic music when you don't do the appropriate drugs anymore, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, you know, when you look up psychedelic music on the web, what most of it they focus you to is actually not psychedelic music. It's garage rock.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, so you get a lot of Farina organ sounds.
Really? Well, that's interesting to me because psychedelic obviously refers to a sort of psychotropic experience of some kind, psych being the brain or the mind. So you'd think that it would be connected. The sort of psychedelic music of the 90s was all connected to the drug ecstasy, and the psychedelic music of the 60s and 70s mostly LSD, mescaline, those sort of things. So I don't know. I never could do any of those drugs myself because I was always a bit scared of my inner demons.
Wow, Jason.
Wow. Well, I'm just saying.
This is getting deep.
But the music, I always liked the music because, you know, it was. But once you sort of clear your head, you start being a bit more discerning about which bands and which of that music is interesting to listen to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, a lot of that music went on to become what's known as jam band music.
That's right, yeah.
You know, the 30-minute solos.
Yeah.
So next is going to be a band called The Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger, or they're also known as Ghost. And they have some interesting members to this band because the main guy's father, you could say, was somebody who invented psychedelic music.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a band that's with Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, with Yoko Ono, and his girlfriend, model Charlotte Kempmuehl. And they got together in 2008. They formed a band so they can spend more time together. And while they've been playing since then...
That's history repeating itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
He's got his wife in the band.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, but they're still together, apparently.
Yeah, true. They would still be together, wouldn't they, Yoko and John, if he was not dead?
No, I mean the whole band is.
The band?
Yeah, the right. Band's still
well,
together.
Well, he did the right thing. He drew the boundary at the beginning. He started with her in the band rather than introducing her 8 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
So they put out their own music until 2014, where they put out their first officially produced album. That one was called Midnight Sun. But what we're going to hear is a B-side of a single that they used to put out just in their concerts. They used to hand it out for free. Very strange, this one is very strange. So of all the three, this is going to be the strangest. You thought Inagata De Vida was strange. No. This is even stranger. This is called Comic Strip.
All right, Mike Waldman, Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, every Tuesday morning showcasing rare tracks. You can find the podcast online at kx93.5.com.